The question we want to consider this morning, and remember we were dealing with four questions, I'm on question number three. The questions that God asks of us. The first that I asked was God asking Moses, what is in your hand? In other words, be creative and mindful that you already have a gift. You just need to use it and trust the God who gave it to you. The second that we considered is to Peter. Peter, do you love me? And it challenged us in terms of our truthfulness and how easily we forget what we said and we do the exact opposite. Today we want to consider the question that Jesus directed at the blind man called Bartimaeus. And I wonder if you will listen with me to the question that can be asked in three different ways. The one you're familiar with because you heard it in scripture. What do you want me, the Lord, to do for you? Another way in which it's asked is, how can I, the Lord Jesus, help you? Another way that we can consider the question is Jesus asking each one of us, how can I, the Lord, serve you? Are you hearing the scripture? I don't have an answer to the mother who lost three children in one accident. I don't have an answer to the other who lost their lives in the accident, to the remaining loved ones that is asking the question, dear God, how can this happen to me? And in response, Jesus is bringing that pastoral aspect. Speak your need unto me. Remember when you get married, one of the things I profess and proclaim very early in my marriage, I don't do any mind reading. So if you don't tell me what your needs are, it will go unmet. You need to have the courage to say and to declare what your needs are. Remember whom it is that you are responding to. It is the one who created you. It is the maker of heaven and earth. It is the one who has the power to heal and to restore. It is the one that can turn sadness into joy. So for Craig and for Sandy and for Michael, what do you want for me to do for you? What is it that you want the Lord Jesus to do for you? Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, had been calling on Jesus for help with persistence that was impossible to ignore. In the Old Testament, there's a particular way in which they talk about that persistent calling. It's like crying out when you lament. You know, when you weep and your tears just roll down your face. When your crying comes from such a raw place within yourself. What do you want for me to do for you? You know, it seems to be one of God's frequently asked questions and one he will often ask of you and of me. What do you want me, the Lord Jesus? Remember whom it is that is asking and remember his power. What do you want me to do for you? And it's not a blanket question. In other words, if you're asking for something, it's individual. It is so personal. I want to take you back to 1981. Anybody can remember 1981? At least some of us. There was a music band by the name of U2. U2. Anybody remember U2? Oh, well done. Well done, church. 7:30 was a little more challenged. U2 wrote an album, and the album's title was The Joshua Tree. Anybody here? The Joshua Tree. One of the singles that came off that album is, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I want to admit that it is a song that resonates in our generation. It is the current generation. It was my generation. And you remember that restlessness that is within you? when you get to 16, all I want to do is get to 18 because I want to drive. Oh, God forbid that they need to take me to town. When you get to 18, you want to get to 21. Why do you want to get to 21? Because then you don't need permission to kill anybody. You're an adult. St. Augustine of Hippo talks about this restlessness. St. Augustine of Hippo says, Lord, our souls and our hearts will remain restless until, don't forget that word, until they rest in you. So remember this, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. It reminds me of the fact that there's a restlessness within us. We are constantly looking for something, seeking something. We are constantly wanting something. That something is always outside of us, beyond us, far away from us. It's something beyond ourselves and something that we don't have in this particular moment. And you and I need to confess that perhaps the title of the song is very accurate. We still haven't found what we are looking for. God forbid. So I'm wondering if we put that in modern day language into the words and the discourse of Bartimaeus, calling out to Jesus. You know that song that we sing, Touching Jesus is All That Matters. Then comes the refrain, and your life will never be the same. There is only one way to touch him, if you call on his name. Perhaps Bartimaeus was expressing exactly the title of the song. Jesus, as I cry out to you, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Please, Lord, restore my sight. Consider with me the invitation that this offers. It's an invitation to listen to your own heart. It requires of you to be quiet and to pay attention to what is within your own spirit. You can't respond to this question on the run. You've got to settle down. Remember the importance of unpacking your bags? Friends, Jesus is aware of you. He's aware of the Johnson family in their sorrow. He's aware of that family who lost three children and the other families who lost loved ones. He's aware of the young woman that was abused. He's aware of the child sleeping under the bridge. He's aware. Just touch the hem of his garment. Do not be that person who hears the invitation but is afraid to go into the core of who we are. The good, the bad, and the ugly. All of it. None is hidden from our God. So let's admit, even in the midst of outward success, we often hear ourselves saying, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I wonder if you would secondly consider with me the confidence that you need to have to ask what you want. Sometimes people who have been believers for a long time stop praying for themselves. And when you ask people, what is it that you need? I don't know, but you know, I just have just one thing. I just need peace. So imagine the mother whose child is on drugs, who needs to lock her room, the cupboards, sleep with the keys under your pillow, because if you wake up in the morning, you're at risk of your things having been sold. When the question is asked, what do you want for me to do? It's not only the tangible things, but it's more so the things of the heart. Friends, I bring to you the prophet Isaiah, who centuries before said the following profound statement of truth. Isaiah 30 verse 18 reads like this. I, the Lord your God, is waiting to show you favor. Are you hearing it? I, the Lord your God, is waiting to show you favor. And I am the God who is full of tenderness and full of compassion. You just have the confidence to put your need to the present holy God. Hear the question. How can I, the Lord, serve you? In Jesus' name, amen.